早晨。
This, coming here brings back many memories of even when we first started to work in, with international students in Kamloops.
喺嚟到你哋中间吓，系记翻好多嘅往事吓。当日我喺从金鹿市吓嚟到温哥华呢度嚟到服侍。
So 2001, God laid on my heart to start a ministry in Kamloops.
喺2001年，我就喺金鹿市嗰度嚟到开始呢个国际学生嘅事工。
And we needed churches to support us.
我哋非常之嘅需要教会嘅参与一同嘅。
And this was one of the first churches.
我哋系其中一间最早嘅教会。
They even sent teams to Kamloops.
我哋都曾经差派一啲宣教队去到金鹿市嗰度。
And when I moved here, they even unloaded my truck that moved to Vancouver.
当我搬嚟金鹿从金鹿市搬嚟温哥华嘅时候。你哋仲嚟到帮我嚟到放低啲行李。
And even on Friday, they cooked the food for our students.
喺星期五就为咗我哋嚟到啲学生嚟到预备一啲嘅美味嘅食物。
So how did I get in touch with this church?
究竟我点样嘅嚟到认识贵教会呢
？One of the pastors was one of my students many years ago.
其中你哋曾经喺呢度牧养嘅一个童工系我以前嘅学生。
Who was that person？
佢系边个咧
？Quiz，
白真芬系嘛
？One name，
Sabrina、
huh?。You're got a free book。
Sabrina， 呢个咧就系我哋以前嘅童工白真芬传道。
Where's my jacket there, Jim? Just give me that jacket. I came here this morning with the world on my shoulders.
我哋今日嚟咧，呢件衫咧，可以孭住个世界啊！我哋。
This is the world. China.
呢个有
Russia.
有地球嘅一件衫啊，有全世界嘅地。
When I get older, I can't remember where I am.
当我年老嘅时候，有时我都唔知道我喺边度。
So this is my GPS, and Vancouver is right under my arm.
呢个就系我嘅导航啊。
So this reminds me to pray for the world.
呢个常常嘅呢件衫提醒我为世界嚟祷告。
One of my Chinese students in SFU, she went to the land of Turkey this summer to work with Muslims.
有一个中国嘅留学生喺今年去到土耳其嚟到向一啲回教人回教徒嚟到宣教。
And she was said she was even ready to be killed.
佢话佢预备咗，就算被杀，佢都愿意。
A new Christian from China.
系一个新嘅信徒。
She became a Christian here.
佢喺加拿大嚟信主。
And she went to Turkey.
但系佢去咗土耳其。
This summer.
喺暑假嘅时候。
But the greatest thing I heard was that she met 700 people from China that went to Turkey this summer to share Jesus.
佢喺嗰度遇到700个从中国嚟嘅人啊，喺土耳其呢个地方。
God is moving，
神系工作紧。
We serve a great God，
我哋侍奉嘅一个伟大嘅神。
So I work with international students，
我系同一啲留学生嚟到好多嘅接触。
3 years ago， we got a new director for Canada。
喺三年前，我哋有一个总干事啊，新嘅总干事。
And he spoke in this church。
佢都曾经喺我哋中间嚟到宣讲。
And which country of the world does he come from？
大家知唔知道佢系从边个国家嚟嘅咧
？Any guess？
可唔可以估下咧？
啊 ？No， not China。
唔系中国。
啊 ？You get it？ There's another free book coming。
系又有另外一本赠品，又送赠嘅书。边个人试下估啊？有冇
？He is from Ghana, from Africa.
哦，喺非洲圭亚那嘅地方。
And he lives in Montreal.
佢喺满地可嚟住嘅。
And you met him, so you get the book, Tony.
哦，因为林少东见过佢啊，所以呢本书送俾阿林少东。
So, but you did not remember where he came from.
你要练好啲记性啦。
So when the international students first come to Canada, they sometimes introduce themselves.
好多时呢啲留学生嚟到加拿大读书，佢哋会介绍下自己。
Two students came from China.
有两个学生从中国嚟嘅。
New, just arrived.
好新鲜现辣嚟到呢度。
So we asked them to introduce themselves.
我哋叫佢嚟到介绍佢自己。
He says, I am so-and-so from China and I come to Canada to get rich.
我是某某人，我是从中国来的，我想发达。
And another student said, I am Sean from Shanghai and I've come here to find God.
另外一个，我是姓向的，okay? 我从上海来，我在这里是愿意寻找神。
The second student found God.
第二个学生，他真的找到神。
He became one of our student leaders.
他后来成为了我们其中一个学生的领袖。
And today he's following God in Shanghai.
今天他就在上海那里来到侍奉神。
The impact that we are making, you and me are making is all over the world.
今天神的作为是影响很深远，甚至乎影响世界每一个角落。
And when you go to the UBC campus,
当你去到BC 省的大学，
How many countries of the world are just on that one campus?
单单是在 UBC 里面，究竟有多少的国际学生来到当中？
How many?
又估下了。
Give a guess.
估一估啦。
No, 20,000 countries? No, 20. How many countries?
How many countries? 有多少个国家的留学生来到 UBC?
50. That's a low number,
155. 155个国家的留学生来到 UBC.
You get a free little booklet in Chinese.
Okay.
So, God is here this morning.
神今天在我们的中间。
And if God were to introduce himself, he could say these words.
如果神要介绍他自己的时候，他会这么说。
I am God and I have given you my message.
我是神，我已经给了我的信息给你们。
It's found in the Bible.
而这个信息是记载在圣经里面。
It's the good news.
这个是一个好的信息。
Everyone needs it.
每一个人都需要它。
And you can get it for free.
你可以白白的免费的你会得到这个信息。
I have a plan, I have a strategy.
我有一个计划，我有一个策略。
And that everyone in the world can hear it.
就是世界上每一个人都有机会你会听到。
From every tribe and nation.
无论是哪个部落。
But to accomplish my strategy, you must be part of it.
但是在我的策略，这个普世的救恩的策略上面，你是可以成为一份子。
All of you must be part of it.
每一个人都可以成为这个一份子。
Please make this strategy your priority. This message comes from God.
请你们将这个策略成为我们人生的优先的次序。
Today I can say with all my heart that I want to be part of God's plan to reach the world.
今天我们愿不愿意成为这个一份子来到对这个世代来到有作出这个影响呢？
And even though I'm 71 this week,
这个礼拜我已经有71岁了。
I met a new student from China on Friday. I said, how old am I? He said, you're 50.
啱啱嗰个礼拜五，我遇到一个中国嘅留学生，佢估我嘅年岁系50嘅啫。
It's 50 years ago that I gave up my plans to advance God's kingdom in this world.
喺50年前，我放弃咗我自己嘅理想、我梦想，嚟到去成就神呢个策略，呢个普世救恩嘅策略。
I left my family behind, the farm in Alberta.
我离开我嘅家园。我一个农场在亚省嗰度
，to extend God's kingdom in this world，
系愿意扩展神嘅国度喺呢个世上。
This morning we need this strategy because it's God's strategy。
今日我哋好需要呢个策略，因为呢个策略系属于神嘅。
And the last words of Jesus on this earth are found in Acts chapter 1 verse 8。
喺耶稣离世之前， 喺《使徒行传》一章第八节里边咁讲。
The most important words are the last words。
最重要耶稣嘅讲话就系佢最后讲所讲嘅说话。
You will receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth。
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我嘅见证。
And almost every day, I think about this is God's last words, Jesus' last words to me.
好多时我谂翻神耶稣呢临离世之前呢番嘅说话，深深嘅影响咗我。
The disciples believed it.
门徒系相信咗耶稣嘅说话。
And in a few years after they practiced this message, the people said, "You have turned the world upside down."
喺几年之后，有啲人咁样嘅评价，佢哋系一班扰乱世界嘅人。
We pray that this will happen again.
我哋嘅祈祷就系好希望呢个再喺我哋当中嚟出现。
So before we look at these three points, the messenger, God's methods, and God's message.
我哋今日会嚟去睇三点，神嘅使者，佢嘅信息，同埋佢嘅方法。
We see that in Acts chapter 8, we will discover that those three points can help us to impact the world.
喺从使徒行传第八章里面，我哋睇到神嗰个策略系点样影响呢个世界。
It is working.
呢个系做得到嘅。
I can give you many examples.
我哋可以俾好多嘅例子俾你。
I think I gave I have some testimony books on the table in the next room.
我哋喺 gym 嗰度喺会有一啲个摊档，有啲嘅书籍，有啲嘅见证嘅小册子。
But I brought one student with me from China, and he speaks Cantonese.
今日我哋喺我哋中间有一个从中国嚟嘅留学生，佢系讲广东话嘅。
And he will explain his own story.
佢会将佢嘅故事同我哋大家。
Let us welcome June.
我哋好欢迎阿 June 喺我哋中间。
各位弟兄姊妹好，我叫陈家俊，我喺广州嚟嘅，我系四年前嚟到呢度读书，喺西门菲沙大学，即系我觉得话，即系好似我咁，或者好多其他留学生咁，即系我哋啱啱过嚟，即系我哋又边个都唔识，即系话我哋会好容易。即系话会行差踏错，然后即系话会有好多好抑郁嘅感觉，而且即系话心入边总会有一种好空虚嘅感觉，因为我哋并唔知道话我哋自己喺度追寻紧嘅系啲乜嘢。然后有一日咁，我就喺学校嗰度行嚟行去，即系话就散步咁样，跟住有个人。我唔识佢嘅，跟住佢又行埋嚟，佢同我讲话，靓仔，你识唔识耶稣啊？跟住我话，佢做咩噶？然后嗰人就问我话，你有冇兴趣坐低同我吓饮杯咖啡啊？咁样，跟住我话，唔好意思啊，冇兴趣，因为嗰阵时我仲未开始饮咖啡，跟住。Okay, 咁跟住安住我夜晚返屋企啦，跟住我嗰晚我就瞓唔着，跟住我又諗起嗰个人，跟住我就开始下做啲研究，跟住下就喺上网查下我耶稣究竟系乜嚟嘅，即系呢啲信息啊，即系话天主教、基督教嗰啲有咩唔同咁样。然后呢有一日，跟住有一个礼拜日，我就去咗一个教会嗰度。我就係想睇下话啲人係點樣嚟到喺教会入面究竟係做啲乜嘢嘅。好 ,ok, 跟住即係去到嗰度啦，即係话如果你係即係你一个人呢，你係新嚟到一个教会呢，即係话啲人呢，即係佢好鍾意即係围住你啦，就问你啲你边度嚟㗎，你做乜㗎呢啲问题，即係好热情好热情。跟住我当时呢，我就有啲奇怪嘅，我唔係好想同人哋讲嘢嘅。 即係我就覺得，我即係話啲人嚟問我，我就答，跟住佢唔問我就坐喺嗰度，就坐喺嗰度，跟住係當佢哋嗰個崇拜嘅音樂響起，跟住我發覺話我內心係充滿咗力量，係我自己都唔知道點解，係就係有嗰種力量，跟住我就唔知點解我隻眼就已經充滿咗淚水。跟住我又又返返去啦，咁我就一直返去啦，跟住我又參加咗一啲唔同嘅聖經嘅學習小組啦，咁樣。然後後咩呢，咁我喺學校呢我都遇到佢哋Focus Club 咁樣呢班人，咁我認識到Pastor Bert， 跟住就我就開始去嗰度咁樣同佢哋一齊嚟到學習耶穌，同埋認識咗好多話喔、哦、都係喺世界其他地方過嚟嘅人咁樣，大家我哋一齊嚟到學習呢個耶穌。然後冇過咗好耐啦，跟住我就決定咗話我要信主。然後我係去年七月份受洗嘅，然後我認識咗佢哋冇幾耐，我應該係三年前認識佢哋嘅。跟住我認識咗佢冇幾耐，跟住我就決定咗話我決志我要信主，然後我就開始同佢哋話一齊嚟到為 Focus Club 嚟服侍。然後我自己身為即係話我喺 Focus Club 嚟，我係好感謝呢個教會一直為 Focus Club 我哋嚟到，即係不停即係一直都支持我哋咁樣。然後我自己我真係話我好感謝主，佢拯救咗我喺我最最黑暗嘅時間，佢唔單止改變咗我嘅生命，佢仲俾咗一個新嘅我。然後我仲好幸運，好好彩，同埋好受祝福感，識咗好多好多好好嘅人嚟到關心我，嚟到愛我。然後即係大家可以互相關愛，互相支持咁樣，呢啲都係神嘅恩典，感謝神。Amen。
I know what he said because he translated to me.
我聽到阿 June 嘅分享，因為阿 Tony 幫我翻譯。
Is it worthwhile to do this ministry to international students?
值唔值得做呢個事工呢？
Amen, amen, and amen.
感謝神。
And he is one of so many, many students that has their life has been changed.
好多好多嘅國際學生因為福音嘅緣故，佢哋生命得咗改變。
So God has a plan.God has a plan for us.
神有一个计划，神为我们每一个人预备了一个计划。
What are the three points of this plan?
在这里有三点。
Number one, God's messenger.
第一点就是神的使者。
God uses ordinary people who have an extraordinary God.
神是能够用着我们这班平凡的人。因为我们的神是极不平凡。
God used ordinary people like Philip.
神用腓力。
And I feel like I'm an ordinary person, a farm boy that didn't know what I was doing when I went to the university.
我都是一个很平凡的人，我出身于一个 农场的家庭。
But we have a great God.
但我们却是有一个伟大的神。
He can use an old person like me.
佢能够用一个好似我咁老牙牙嘅人。
And my wife is getting old.
而我太太亦都开始。
But every week we open our house to international students.
但系我哋开放我哋嘅家庭嚟接待呢啲嘅留学生。
Every week I help get the food to the university.
每一个星期我哋都预备一啲嘅食物嚟带到去。
Your food, many students will say, your food. I came here for free food. Now I found Jesus.
佢哋好多时啲留学生。初初是为了一些美味的食物的缘故，但后来他在中间他找到耶稣。
So food is very important. Amen.
食物都是一个引子来的。
I get food all the time. I go from university to university. UBC, SFU, last night I went to mooncake party. So I get all the food.
我很多时都吃得很饱的，去不同 的校园里面，昨晚我有月饼吃。
Pray for my wife that she can keep up.
希望我太太都能够继续保持。
So the messenger was Philip, and the big difference in his life was that he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我哋睇到腓利，佢系一个被圣灵充满嘅人。
Acts 6 verse 3.
喺使徒行传六章第三节。
He just started to serve God by serving tables.
喺开始嘅时候，佢系帮助嚟到系管理饭食嘅人。
Looking after the food distribution for the poor people.
系分配一啲食物俾啲贫穷嘅人。
That's how he started.
呢个就系点佢点样开始做事。
No matter how we serve God, no matter how small a task, we all need to be filled with the Spirit.
无论我哋开始嘅时候做几微小嘅工作，但系我哋需要圣灵嘅充满。
So here was a man that just was full of the Spirit of God.
呢个人腓利，佢系被圣灵充满嘅人。
In Ephesians 5:18, we are commanded to be filled with the Spirit.
喺以弗所书五章第十八节嗰度咁讲，我哋要被圣灵去充满，呢个系一个命令嚟。
Are you filled with the Spirit of God?
我哋系咪被神嘅灵？
Did you this morning when you got up? Did you ask God to fill you with His Spirit?
当我哋朝头早起身嘅时候，我哋有冇谂下我今日系冇被神嘅灵充满
？For men like me and you, some of the men even to help their wife clean the dishes and clean the floor, you need to be filled with the Spirit.
无论我就算我哋做日常嘅家务啊，我哋都需要被神嘅灵去充满。
Because I know most Chinese men don't like to clean dishes.
我知道好多嘅中国嘅男士，佢哋未必好中意做洗碗嘅工作。
And I clean dishes all the time because my wife cooks such great food.
Bert,
she works so hard.
Bert, 原来餐餐都会洗碗的，因为他太太煮的食物太好了。
Why do we talk about this so much?
为什么我们讲这些东西呢？
Somebody complained to D.L. Moody, why are you preaching that we need to be filled with the Spirit all the time?
有些人来到向穆迪来到这样投诉，为什么你要常常都是讲关于要被圣灵充满的信息？
He says, because I leak.
他说因为我们是会流了出来的。
I leak. I'm a human being and I need the Spirit every time.
我们很多时候都是会流走了，所以我们很需要常常的被圣灵。
What a difference it would make if all of us were filled with the Spirit. What an impact it would make in Vancouver.
大家想象一下，如果我哋每一个人都被神嘅灵充满嘅时候，对我哋嘅社区或者对温哥华呢个城市会有啲咩嘅影响
咧 ？Philip was also full of wisdom. Acts 6 verse 3.
喺《使徒行传》六章第三节喺度讲到，腓利唔单止被圣灵充满，佢亦都系一个智慧充足嘅人。
We need wisdom by God to reach this pagan world in which we're living.
我哋好需要神嘅智慧。来到在这个弯曲悖谬的世代来宣讲他的信息。
If we ask God, He will give us wisdom.
我们求神赐下他的智慧。
Philip was also fat. Fat. F-A-T. Three letters.
腓利亦都是一个 F-A-T 的人。
The third one. Flexible, adaptable, and teachable.
他是一个很有弹性的，亦都适应能力很强的人。亦都系一个受教嘅人。
One day he was serving tables.
有一日，当初开始嘅时候，佢只一个管理饭食。
Next day he was preaching in Samaria.
第二日，佢去到撒玛利亚呢个地方宣讲神嘅道。
Next day he was going to an international student from Ethiopia.
有一日，佢又去到埃塞俄比亚嘅地方嚟到去传道。
We need to be flexible.And we need to be willing to share the gospel everywhere.
我们需要很有弹性的，无论去到哪里，我们可以都将这个好的信息给到。
For 10 years, I used to preach the gospel in the prison.
在过往，Bert 曾经有十年的时间，在监狱里面去传福音。
Every week, I went to prison.
每一个礼拜我都去监狱。
People say, where you come from?
监犯问我，
I just came out of prison.I just came out of prison.
我啱啱喺监狱里出嚟。
And then I would go back the next week.
下个礼拜我又去过。
Then I come back out.
我又出翻嚟。
So I would work with prisoners.
我曾经喺监犯中间嚟到去服侍。
Now I do some biking for recreation and I do some swimming.
而家我都会做好多即系闲余嘅活动吓，一啲嘅。
So on the back of my bike, I carry my gospels and I carry my booklet because I stop in the park and people have time to talk.
喺我单车后面有个背囊仔，载晒呢啲物料啊，呢啲嘅呢啲刊物。我去到公园啊，我就可以同人嚟到分享，做个人谈道。
Hard to bring the booklets to the hot tub though. I can't bring the booklets to the hot tub because I'm in the hot tub.
有时咧，我都会去啊，譬如游泳池嘅。热水池啊，呢啲我系带唔到去。
But no one can say in the hot tub they don't have time. So I talk to people in the hot tub.
咁喺泳池旁边或者喺啲热水池旁边，我可以用口嚟到同佢哋讲。
So one day I was going to church.
一日我去到教会。
And a new lady comes running to me, smiling, say, "Oh, I know you. Thank you for inviting me to church."
有一个女士走上嚟，好兴奋咁同我讲。佢话啊 ，Bert， 好多谢你，因为你系你邀请我去教会。
I said I don't know you。
系咩？我都唔识你嘅。
Who are you？
你究竟系边个啊
？Oh， I met you in the hot tub。
我就系喺热水池嗰度撞过你噶啦。
Of course she dresses differently in the hot tub than in the church。
当然啦，喺泳池着嘅同着嘅衫，同今日喺教会见到佢嘅。
I believe if we're filled with the Spirit, we must have the Holy Ghost to go anywhere。For Jesus and share about Jesus.
当我哋被神嘅灵嚟到充满嘅时候，无论我哋去到边度，我哋都可以同人嚟到讲。
And we must always be filled with compassion.
好多时我哋好需要充满呢个怜悯人嘅心。
Jesus was moved with compassion.
我哋嘅主耶稣基督佢充满怜悯。
The students can see if we love them.
嗰啲学生睇得到我哋嘅，如果我哋系有爱嘅时候
，The people around us can see if we love them。
啲人会睇到我哋，当我哋去关心去爱护佢哋嘅时候
，Are we moved with compassion？
好重要嘅系我哋有咁嘅怜悯人嘅心。
The secret for these disciples was the people recognized that these people had been with Jesus。
其他人。透过门徒所作所行，知道佢哋系属于神。
I want people to see that I have been with Jesus。
我好想其他人从我嘅生命里边睇到耶稣。
Have you been with Jesus this morning？
我哋系咪同神喺埋一齐
？Have you experienced the filling of the Spirit of God？
我哋能唔能够体验到神嘅灵可以充满我哋咧
？That's the most important thing。
呢个系最重要嘅。
We need people like Philip。
我哋需要人好似腓利一样。
He didn't go to school. He did not have a degree.
佢冇受好多嘅教育，或者佢冇咩特别嘅学位。
He didn't even read the New Testament.
佢甚至乎冇读过新约嘅圣经。
But he had Jesus.
但系佢有耶稣。
And he was filled with the Spirit of God.
佢被神嘅灵嚟充满。
This will impact the world.
这个就能够影响这个世界。
And then we have some methods of evangelism. Point number two.
第二个就是那里面那个信息。
What are the methods?
哦方法。哦、
oh, we always looking for the latest method.
我很多时都会想找一些最新的方法。
Technology.
科技。
TV.
电视。
Modern program.
一些新的软件。
Big buildings.
好大嘅建筑物。
But Jesus is not looking at that.
但神唔系要呢啲。
Oh, even I got a cell phone. One of the latest. I can afford this because my son gave it to me for free.
呢个 iPhone 嚟噶吓，就系我仔送俾我嘅礼物。
People think, oh, you must be, you know, how rich Bert is because he got iPhone 6.
佢话啊，你都几有钱嘅，因为你有个 iPhone 6。
But my son had two phones, so he gave me one.
因为我仔有两个，所以佢送咗一个俾我。
Yes, I believe in technology, but we sometimes are not relying. We're relying on all this and become these are man's methods, not God's methods.
但系我哋好多时唔系依靠咗一啲嘅科技，因为呢啲只不过系人嘅方法。
And the gospel is advancing in China and in Asia, and in Africa, not because of all the methods, but because people are full of the Holy Spirit.
今日福音喺亚洲喺中国被广泛嘅传扬，唔系靠呢啲嘅科技。
And the methods here that I've listed are from the Book of Acts, God preparing people.
而最重要嘅就系神嘅方法，就系正如喺《使徒行传》。
He prepared Moses. He prepared Joshua. He prepared the disciples.
佢预备摩西，预备腓利，预备好多嘅门徒。
There's going to be a big campaign here with 200, over 200 churches to touch the city of Vancouver through the Festival of Hope with Billy Graham.
在明年初的时候有一个福音遍传的运动，是郭培里报道会所举办的。
Called Festival of Hope.
这个是一个盼望的。
They're going to use the Rogers Arena in March.
这个是明年在这个罗渣士的体育馆里面举行的。
They're going to do training in October in the many different churches.
在未来的十月会在不同的教会来做一些报道的训练。
I believe in training.
我相信训练。
I believe that God will use this for His glory.
我相信神会透过这个训练来到荣耀祂。
But the biggest prayer request, they have prayer requests for this. The biggest one is that God will prepare people's hearts.
而在这个运动里面最重要的是祷告，预备未信的人的心。
Nothing will happen without prayer and without God preparing people.
假如没有祷告的时候，什么都做不到的了。
And I believe God was preparing Philip, and I believe God prepared the people, even that Ethiopian, he prepared him by him going all the way to Jerusalem.
Okay, 甚至乎当日神怎样用腓利，亦都用这个埃提亚伯的这个太监。
So this is what we need to pray for.
我们很需要祈祷。
People like June were prepared by God through his discouragement, through his depression. He was prepared by God to seek for the answer.
虽然June以往他曾经亦都经历过忧郁，或者是失落的时候，但是我们看到神怎样的来到透过福音来到改变了他。
These people follow the plan and the purpose of God.
这些人他们就是跟随神的方法，神的计划。
They started in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷要开始。
But now Philip was planting the seed all, to go all the way to Ethiopia.
而腓利就是能够将福音的种子亦都会带到埃塞俄比亚这个地方。
And God even used persecution so that the believers would go into other places.
神亦都好多时利用一啲嘅逼迫，以致信徒被分散嚟到传道。
And these people also experienced the power of God.
呢啲人亦都经历到神福音嘅大能。
Oh, I want to see Vancouver experience the power of God through God's people.
我真系好希望我哋温哥华能够经历到神呢个拯救嘅大能。福音
的 third, the last point is that we must be moved by the message.
最后我哋需要被神呢个信息嚟到打动。
What is the message?
究竟乜嘢系呢个信息呢？
There's only one message.
只有一个信息。
It's the good news.
呢个就系一个福音。
It's the only message that can save people.
唯有这个信息才能够拯救人。
Philip had the, he was preaching the good news of the kingdom of God.
腓利就是宣讲这个天国的好消息，这个福音。
That's the best news in the world.
这个是世界上最好的信息。
My church in Coquitlam just got news just a few days ago that three families of refugees from Syria are finally going to come. Our church raised $70,000 for these refugees.
我在高桂林的教会，他们筹了$70,000，你要接待有三个家庭叙利亚来的家庭。
It's a Chinese church raising money for Syrian refugees.
一个华人的教会筹款来到去 sponsor, 去赞助这三个家庭。
Can you imagine how these families are feeling when they finally get the news that they can come from Syria?From the refugee camps to Canada.
当你想想这些家庭 对佢哋嘅影响会系点样咧？嚟到从战火嘅家园嚟到温哥华呢个地方定居喺呢度。
Well, this is the greatest message in the world.
呢个系最伟大嘅信息。
And when this Ethiopian man heard this message, he was willing to follow Jesus.
呢个埃塞俄比亚嘅太监，佢听咗呢个信息之后，佢系作出嘅回应。
This message is so important. It's a matter of life or death.
呢个信息紧要到一个地步，呢个系讲到关于生同死嘅问题。
To be separated from God forever or to be with God forever.
系一个人能够永远同神喺埋一齐，又或者永远嘅沦亡。
But to get this message to everyone who does not know, we must sacrifice.
我哋要作出呢个牺牲，以致呢个信息能够传扬开。
What are you willing to sacrifice?
我哋有啲咩愿意牺牲嘅咧？地方咧
？I have given 50 years of my life for this.
我已经投资咗我50年嘅生命。
I am blessed.
我觉得我自己好蒙福。
I have friends all over the world.
我喺世界各地都有朋友。
People that I impacted here in Canada.
佢哋喺从加拿大里边被影响嚟到分散喺世界唔同嘅角落。
I close with this story.
我愿意用以下嘅故事嚟到。
It touches me every time I hear it.
这个故事非常的感动我。
This is the years of the gold rush.
这个在淘金的时代。
And there was a ship on Lake Erie that caught fire.
在伊利湖在安大略省 在 东岸的地方。
And there was confusion and men and women were trying to escape.
有一只船在个湖里面突然间的起火，当时是很好慌乱，啲人好惊慌。
And one of those men was a California gold miner.
而其中一个就系喺加州嚟嘅淘金嘅人。
He was preparing to take his gold and to try to reach the shore.
佢喺个腰嗰度吓，背负住有好多嘅黄金。
But a little girl in the crowd, she touched him.And she looked in his face with great longing.
但喺嗰个时刻，好非常紧张嘅时刻，有一个小女孩去到佢面前，要触摸佢。
Will you please save me? I have no papa here to save me. Will you please save me?
佢发出一个好可怜嘅一个信息，佢话：我已经冇爸爸啦，求你帮助我。
He looked at his gold.He looked at his gold.
佢望下佢腰里边嘅黄金。
All his life struggle to earn.
佢就付咗一生嚟到希望赚。
And he looked at this little girl.
但佢亦都睇下呢个女孩。
And her voice and her eyes affected him. He could not save both. Which should he do? What should he do?
当时佢睇到呢个女孩，睇到佢嘅眼泪，佢知道佢唔能够。又爱黄金，又爱嚟要拯救呢个女孩。
He dropped his gold and he took the child and he made the plunge into the water and he reached the shore. He was utterly exhausted and he opened his eyes and there was a child standing above him.
喺当时，佢即刻做咗呢个决定，将佢嘅黄金抌低咗 ，OK， 而去拯救咗呢个女孩。
And tears of gratitude were flooding this girl's eyes.
当时这个女孩充满一个感谢的眼泪。
And a human life never seemed quite so precious.
这个看到人的生命是极其可贵。
He lost his gold.
他失去了他的黄金。
But he saved a life.
但他拯救了一条生命。
And now he found a new life springing up within him.
在他自己的生命里面都起了很大的改变。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, will you? There's voices crying around us.
弟兄姊妹在今日在我们的周围亦都有很多这些呼声。
Will you help me?
你可不可以帮助我？
I have no one to help me.
我们没有人来帮我。
I need what you have.
我很需要，我很想得着你所得着。
The greatest message in the world.
这个是最伟大的信息。
The good news.
这个福音。
What will you sacrifice to give out this message to one soul?
我们能够牺牲咗啲乜嘢嚟到以致我哋得着一个灵魂呢？
Every time I see these students,
每一次我见到呢啲学生嘅时候
And I see that they don't know Jesus.
佢哋好多唔认识神。
I just ask God to give me this heart of compassion.
我就求神赐俾我有一个怜悯人嘅心。
I will do everything I can to show them God's love.
我尽我所能嚟到表扬神嘅爱。
And God has used me by His grace.
神透过佢嘅恩典，佢嘅能力嚟到用着我。
And may God equip you and use you also to be like Philip to touch this whole world for Jesus.
盼望神用当日腓利一样，亦都用着我哋每一位喺今天嚟到为佢嚟到作工。
Let us pray.
让我哋一齐祷告。
God,
神啊
，touch each one of our hearts.
求你嘅灵感动我哋每一个。
God, use us.
求你用着我哋。
May we sacrifice whatever you want us to sacrifice so we can reach a world that's in need.
神啊，让我哋甘愿放下一